So that would be One Direction. And Live While We're Young. Okay, yesterday we had the second of the Lincolnshire Show Takeover Days on Siren 107.3 FM. It's the 130th Lincolnshire Show, of course, 2014. But now, feeding into another magical time with the 116th Bishop Wilton Show, about to actually, well, it's about to launch, it's all in the preparation stage, because it happens this year on the 19th of July 2014. We're delighted to be able to welcome the show secretary for the Bishop Wilton Show, and that will be the fabulous Ed Hutchison. How are you, Ed?
Yeah, very well. Good morning. Good morning to your listeners as well. Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. Now, as we said, obviously we look at the Great Yorkshire Show, we look at the Lincolnshire Show, those are sort of some of the biggies, but this one at the Bishop Wilton Show, it's a small polished jewel in the crown of Yorkshire shows, isn't it?
It's a really special little show. It's small, its size, if you like, really, it's glory, really. It's a special show. It's been, as we know, on the go for over 100, well, this is 116th, and it's basically a small show, get around about 2,000 people, but that doesn't take away from a lot of things that are there, and it's a really family day out, really, and a lot of people, you know, locals come, but we get people coming from afar, really, so it's a kind of an all-rounder, really.
Absolutely. Now, special thing for 2014, because we can announce, or at least the Bishop Wilton Show will be taking place on a new Showfield site. So great news as far as that's concerned. This is all thanks to the Stringer family, and it's now going to be taking place at the High Callis Wood, High Callis World Farm. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. As you can tell, the name High Callis Wold. Wold is basically, a little bit of a history lesson. The word wold means, it's Scandinavian for grassy pasture, and that's what we'll be on. We'll be on thanks to the Stringer family, really. We've got a site now that's a lot drier. It's a larger site. It overlooks the Vale of York, and it's got panoramic views from it. It's a beautiful site. It's about 19 acres. People can imagine what, your listeners can imagine what that looks like. It's quite a lot of football pitches. But basically, yeah, what it does is it enables us to have a site now which is a lot more weatherproof. In the past, shows, as our size and larger, have lost a lot of money due to wet weather. In fact, over the last 11 years I've been secretary, we've 9 out of the 11 has actually rained. Obviously, we're not going to get any more rain now. We've had our quarter. But as you can appreciate, it's quite difficult. 1 year, we had to pull out in excess of 100 horse boxes, but that was on the lowland. So that was at the in the bottom of the Vale of York, if you like, at the foot of the Yorkshire Wolds. I mean, you've got a Lincolnshire Wolds, obviously, as well, so people are familiar with that kind of terrain. But, basically, so it rises about 350 feet above sea level where we are, so it's going to be really dry, and we've got a really nice venue. It's going to be really special.
As ever, the date is the third Saturday in July, so it's worth noting from that point of view. Saturday the 19th of July, 2014. Now, the half marathon, something that people have said, oh, you must take part in that. No, I'm not going to be doing it, but it is one of the crucial parts of the show, and obviously people can register for the half marathon.
Absolutely. It's a tough race. It is a half marathon, but it's basically, it feels more than a half marathon, near enough a full one, really. That's just because of the terrain, because it's up and down hills, but it's beautiful. It's one of the highlights in the running calendars for a lot of people. We get runners from all over the UK, anywhere from Edinburgh, London, you name it, we can get a lot of runners. Normally it takes about an hour 50 for the top ones to get through, but it's great because families can come to the show, and obviously I'm plugging the words families as well, but it's for everyone, so we're basically, people can take part in the race, parents or the children or one of them or whatever, and then the rest of them can wait and then welcome in. Well, as we're running into the show, for they can welcome them down, and it's great, really, because it's something for everyone, really.
The great thing I find about these shows, Ed, is that, as you rightly said, there is something for everybody. You've got half marathons there as well. Obviously, you have animals on show and so on and so forth, and there'll be sort of competitive prizes from that line as well. But also, there's a chance to actually get some unique shopping. I've often thought that actually, with the projected demise of the high street, if you want some genuine crafts, goods and various other factors, make your way to shows like Bishop Wilton, and you get a whole range of opportunities there as well to buy some stuff you wouldn't normally get in the kind of mass-produced era.
Absolutely, you get some really unique things. Really, I think with as you can tell, we've got lots of breweries now, lots of microbreweries, and from that we've also got lots of micro businesses as well. So a lot of people go up, make a living out of selling lots of craft things, and it's lovely because they are quite special. And a lot of things actually are not daftly priced at all. It's not like you have lots of money to buy this stuff. There's a real mixture. I think there's quite a lot of people who I recognise some of the things that are shown at the show in the craft tent. Basically, you can see people having it for Christmas presents. You sort of recognise them. I mean, the craft tent, just to kind of give you a bit of an idea, is 90 metres long. It's big, I think in excess of 50 stalls themselves, and we tend not to like to double up. So if you've got one type of person selling one thing, we don't want to double that up and have the same again at the other end. So we want it good for the stall holders. We want to welcome those people, their friends of the show, if you like. They're really important, but it's also, it works for everybody, basically.
Now, 2013, of course, saw the presentation of the Purple Pig Company with pony rides as well being offered. I thought that was most peculiar. Surely you can't have a pony ride with a purple pig. In terms of will they be returning this year? Or are we sort of gradually signing up again, a kind of mixture of old and new material in terms of the exhibitors?
Absolutely. We will have those guys back again, offering pony rides. We've got quite a menagerie of different animals coming. But yeah, we really try to, if we can, we work hard to maintain a country feel, a country theme. So we have different entertainment. And one thing that we have booked is a person that's come in with, I should keep saying a person, we've got a gentleman come in with a basically horse display, who will be doing stunts and things like that. We just thought we'd like to do something different. But then we have terrier racing as well. Which is really fun. We have them every year, but it's so much fun to watch. And with tug of war, there's a whole heap of things. And of course, our website, we have it on there. We're just in the process of producing our schedule, and that'll be shortly on the website. But yeah, there's a lot of different things going on.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the T word there, and those folk who are regularly fans of Minty Steed, our countryside correspondent and indeed erstwhile producer at times, with respect to Toffee, the Patterdale Terrier, and of course the whole Terrier team that's actually there, the Terrier racing, that becomes not just competitive but extraordinarily entertaining as well, I think.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you don't have to enter just a Terrier, so we can have anything from Border Collies to Labradors to you name it, it takes part. And I think that's really the fun of it. And the dogs get really, really excited. It's so much fun. And, it never fails to make people smile. We generally sort of have it in, we have one main entertainment ring. That ring is located really more or less in front of the members area. But, around about sort of mid-afternoon, we take part. We'll have races there. And, it's great. I mean, it's just, I think sometimes with some of the old-fashioned type of entertainment, sort of sometimes just works just ever so well. You just don't get tired of it. And animals are so much fun. A lot of people have dogs, and we have a lot of dogs. We have a dog show as well, which, if people want to enter the terrier or whatever it is, just put it in as well. It's all part of the fun.
Absolutely, Ed. I think you're obviously communicating that to us now. I'm looking obviously at the website, which is bishopwiltonshow.com. That's bishopwiltonshow.com. I'm seeing a Morris dancer. Behind the Morris dancer, I'm seeing the logo, obviously, from one of our not competitive stations, because we compliment rather compete, but obviously I think it's actually either Stray FM or Minster FM that's actually there in terms of the system. But anyway, I think actually we need to actually be better. I think we need to have Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting making our way to the whole thing. So if people are looking to book for this year's show, can they do it online? Can they actually sort of work through that basis, or is it a case of you pay on the door?
Normally just pay on the door. There is membership if you want to. There's numbers on the website if people would like to ring for membership. It's also, you can download the schedule stroke program as well. So if you want to enter classes, you don't have to be from the local area. If you want to bring your any vegetables, beetroots, whatever you want, if you've got any classes that you'd like to enter, we'd love it if you can. It's a lot of fun. Judging, normally entries need to be in around about, before 10 o'clock, sorry, that's right. So, if you're coming from afar, It's a little bit of a spin, an early morning, but you can take it easy the rest of the day. But yeah, we're more than welcome to, you know, it's really good for everyone to come down, and I think it's just great because we do get a lot of entries, and there's nothing better than actually making something yourself and also being recognised for it.
We haven't even started talking about the falconry displays, etc., but I have to clarify from this, from the investigative journalist side of things, in terms of the photographs we've got on the Bishop Wilton Show 2014 routine, presumably, Ed, you're not either the marathon runner or the Morris dancer. You're neither of those folk, I presume. Or are
somewhere
you?
Somewhere in between.
somewhere in between, exactly. I kind of thought that might be the case. Ed, it's been wonderful just getting a little flavour of the thing. And clearly, these shows, they don't just happen. You know, obviously, you might think, but we're not even in March as yet. You know, we're just in early March. And we're already talking about the 19th of July, 2014. You've been working on this show since last year. And clearly, with a show change of location, change of venue, areas from that point of view, it is an ongoing side of things from that point of view, but presumably the excitement is just beginning to ramp up now as you're signing up folk and exhibitors obviously are sort of sending in their bids and various other bits and pieces.
Absolutely. We've got such a lot. The build up to the show starts really the day after on Breakdown, but it's really starts to ramp up. We've particularly we've taken quite a lot of entries already for the trade stands, for the craft tent. There are still places open if people would like to come. But yeah, we really have got some momentum going, and our president, Lord Halifax, is one of our key people really in the team. We're a 23-strong committee, and people are passionate about it. We do it. We're all busy. We've all got loads of other things to do. But this is something that we feel is really special, and I think we've got to keep it that way. And the more we can share it with people, well, I hope we can do that for years to come.
Well, very much so. And you mentioned, obviously, the show committee there, the Bishop Wilton Show Committee. I was going to say, mention a few names, but 23, it's probably far too many to actually get in. We just thank them all in many ways from that point of view. A reminder, of course, it's the 116th Bishop Wilton Show, 19th of July, 2014, and it takes place at the High Callis World Farm, which is just beyond Garraby Hill, off the A166, up on the Wold. So that's, find your way to Garraby Hill, off the A166, and you'll probably sort of find your way there. And as we said, third Saturday in July, that would be the 19th of July 2014. Ed, it's been great just touching base with your good self. Again, we wanted to actually sort of do a series of sort of follow-ups, so I take it we can hopefully connect with you again in the next month or so and sort of keep us appraised of how plans are going with respect to the Bishop Wilton Show 2014.
You're absolutely more than welcome. It's a pleasure.
Ed Hutchison, we salute you.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution,
oh,
then
right.
you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. .podbean.com.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we've just spoken with Ed Hutchinson, the show secretary for the Bishop Wilton Show. Lots of exciting things there. 19th of July 2014, the date for your diary. And you may have actually gathered we mentioned the T word there. Yes, the terrier and terrier racing. So when it comes to terriers and matters of Patterdale terriers or terrier racing in general, the go-to person clearly has to be our regular countryside correspondent and indeed as to our producer. That would be Minty Steed. Good morning, Minty. How are you?
Morning, Alex. Yes, fine. I was just actually, well, I was waiting online, taking a call from Tom, who's running the Thoresby Country Fair Lurcher Racing, plus have a go racing for absolutely anyone's dog that wants to, turn up with any kind of dog you have and have a go, and it'll be going on all Saturday afternoon till everyone's just worn out with it. And so we should be having a go at that as well.
Well, there we are, just all over the place from that point of view. So this weekend, obviously, it's the first weekend in March, so what sort of exciting things will you be up to with the team from your own perspective in North Yorkshire and indeed beyond?
Well, we're going to the Thoresby Country Fair, of course, and we'll be taking the Terry team and taking down as well. We have the trailer for the large dogs will be going, and when I say large for Dudley, you know Dudley is in the large size proportion, and Kane, who is probably the largest St. Bernard is anyway, certainly the second largest, not the largest by now, in size of a sort of miniature calf horse. So we'll be entering Gillies Pun Dog competitions, which, should I say, the sort of competition that when Lewis spotted a dog outside the ring that was wagging its tail better than those inside the ring, the people who owned the dog suddenly found themselves being given a first prize result without even being in the ring. So you can even win a first prize there without even going in the ring, as long as you're near enough in sight. So it sounds great fun for that one. And they have a go racing run by the Lurcher people. And anyone who wishes to know more, it's Tom on 078-07-546-779. He's just been on the phone to say give out his number. He'll explain the have a go competition if anyone wants to see what they like. We'll be doing all of that. Then also Paul Ratcliffe, the artist who provided a beautiful portrait of Toppy, he'll be there as well, and Patchwork Pooch, so they're joining to help us with all these saucy dogs. And then the best of the weekend is for Chris Hare's event at Catterick area. It's the Richmond Equestrian Centre near Catterick Camp, and we shall be seeing if we can have a go at the agility there. And Chris is running what he describes as the Mad March Hare event, and that's on Saturday and Sunday, just near Catterick Camp. So there's plenty of choice for North Yorkshire, and there's plenty of choice for a bit further afield.
Fantastic, and certainly we'll give that telephone number out once again, because even though it might well be available on a podcast, so people could go right the way back to the start, I'll play it again, I'll pause it. The number once again is 078... 075... 46079, okay?
That's right.
078-754-6079.
That's right, yes.
And that's to speak to...
078-07-546-779. It's Ask for Tom, and he'll explain all about the Have a Go competitions. And we're going to have a go, but judging by some of our performances, occasionally we win championships for racing. We often win 2-3 of more first in the go for racing. Sometimes they haven't come out of the terrier box, and sometimes have been known to disappear in opposite directions. So who knows what may happen.
Absolutely. Now, on a slightly more somber note, shall we say, we've lost one of the Southside Terrier team, because Mitzi has passed into the great kennels and canine world in the sky, isn't that right?
Yes, she has. Mitzi's 22, and she went out to go into the garden, and with her friend, best companion, Snap, who's 24, and they came back in, and no Mitzi. Tess went out to look for her, and Tess carried her back in. She must have literally keeled over and just stopped dead. There wasn't a mark of any harm on her at all, and it appears to all intents she just expired. She'd met her end, and it's sad, and was very, very upset. She's buried now, and we've covered her grave in snowdrops, so... we put an extra up later on for her. For anyone that doesn't know, Mitch was a Yorkshire Terrier Jack Russell cross. She was a tiny little roly-poly barrel on legs, although she was not fat, she was just built very stoutly and strongly. And she became a character all over the country, and if judges gave her first prize rosette, that was great. To give any rosette, that was great. And if they came back to talk to her again, she would snap at them as if to say, give me a rosette. She did, and Mitzi and Snap often won joint first prizes of each other. Snap is quite grief-stricken. She's feeling it very much, losing her companion, although she's surrounded by other dogs, but there were two old girls together, and they got on so well. But it was a very quick and... painless end, obviously. She'd just gone just in a second like that. So I suppose it couldn't have been a better way for her to go. But I have a photo of her, which is up on the site for Cobby Dog, where you can see her, and there's a red rosette on, and the rosette's just about twice as large as Mitzi.
And of course, if we go for the 7-1 equivalent, she did actually clock off 154 years if she was 22. So there you go.
She did indeed. So and she loved showing, and she loved going places, and she loved the attention. and everyone will always remember that was present at the show, that at the North Yorkshire Working Terrier Show, for the real working terriers, when the chap, the gamekeeper from Scotland, who passes all those warring and battling to teach other terriers, he was never bitten at all through from 9 a.m. to about 5 p.m. and he came to Judgy Mixie, and when he's handed the prize, he got him. And he was the only one that got him. He took hold of his finger and he lifted his hand up, which was hanging on to the end of his finger, and he said, "She got me, look, she won't let go." And he took it in good part, and he laughed, said, because I warned him, I said, "She will bite you," you know, and she did. And everyone gave a huge round of applause for doing that. And the judge gave her an extra prize because he said he couldn't believe he could actually do that.
Well, there we are, a little tribute to Mitzi. Now, any news with respect to the Patterdale Terrier called Toffee and his possibilities of going to Crufts this year, or are we still waiting for that?
Yes, we have the news. He was into the final to the very last day, and then, unfortunately, he ended up not in the final. But we did our best, and I think, if I'm correct, the particular person who is taking place of where Toppy would have been with her dog, if that is so, then one, should I say, has life-limiting length of time, so one does not mind standing back for that, you know. Hopefully, God willing, and all of that, so fine, Toppy will be still about next year, and there would not be good somebody else going who perhaps is not that length of time available.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that all works.
However, Toppy's painting is going to Crufts, and it will be on display in the Aristocrat Pet Products from Sheffield Trade Stand at Crufts, run and owned by Steve Bone, who has been on both Fire and South Side before now, and they're going to put it on display, and that's the painting by Paul Ratcliffe. So it will be represented. And I expect we're going down one of the days of Crufts, and Toppy will be going with me as my press hound.
Excellent. There we are. So good news as far as that's concerned, which is fantastic. And I gather Jane Clark, of course, used to be a regular Saturday correspondent with us. Hopefully going to be in her capacity as the curator and founder of the Aintree Grand National Museum, arranging for yourself and Toffee to make your way not only to the excitements that will be the wonderful world of Cheltenham, the Cheltenham Festival, but also probably the John Smith Grand National as well.
Correct, yes, and they did let me know at Cheltenham that Toffee will have his own press pass, so his photo taken by Lucy, who's the founder of the photography, she had a lovely photo of Toffee, full head and sort of shoulder shot, so that has been winging its way down to Cheltenham press office, and it'll be on his press badge.
She's fantastic.
Isn't it?
So there we are. That keeps the sort of canine activities going, which is brilliant from that point of view. Still to come, we're going to be speaking to, Mark from Heritage Events. So that'll be coming up. We've also got Glenn Joseph talking about his exciting tour in the musical Buddy. And later on today, we'll be talking to Joe Hemmings about train etiquette. So lots of things to work through on that. Minty, it's been fabulous as ever. Has it been a reasonably interesting telephonic link with yourself?
Of course, may I make two very, very quick mentions. Jay of Pets Life will be Crufts and of Newcastle Package, you know, in front of the seafront at Scarborough. She is in running for an award for helping everyone when the surge of sea came in with all the terrible weather we'd had a few weeks ago and flooded everywhere, and everyone arrived in at Cassie's place to seek shelter. And let's hope that this can be the news award, the award to Cass.
Indeed, we'll get that sort of through. So good news from that point of view. I take it then you'll be up for joining us probably actually back on our 8 a.m. Link this coming Thursday morning for the Midwick Drive Morning Edition.
Most certainly, and then I'll let you know how we manage at Forest B and at Chris Hare's place. And on top of that, sorry about it, boys, it's going a bit. On top of that, that's still Kevin of the Blackerwood Terriers manages as he's taken over the Terry events at Forest Park. So we'll see how it goes.
There we are. That's to come as far as the Countryside Reports are concerned. For the moment, Minty Steed, we salute you.
Thank you very much.